Chapter 1.
I survived. Now what?
The Valley.
Noun.
1. A northern suburban area of Los Angeles where white picket fences and pebble-tech pools are synonymous with antidepressants, cheating spouses, and gossipy housewives.
2. The seventh ring of hell.
Example. After the former actress abandoned all hope for her once thriving career, she resigned herself to living in the Valley.
I finally made it. In Los Angeles, where you live is almost as important as who you know or who you're fucking.
And my new home is in the ultra swanky Bel Air neighborhood. You'll learn more later about who I've been fucking.
After all these years, I was finally on the right side of Mulholland Drive. The iconic road that sits on the top of the Santa Monica Mountains and separates L.A. proper from the Valley.
It's the infamous road where old-time mobsters used to dispose of informants, where Charlie Sheen wrecked a car or four, and where I had a few close calls of my own, hashtag no driving and tweeting.
You may be thinking I sound like a total brat, but I paid my dues, and in La La Land, don't be fooled by all the sunshine and pretty people. Hollywood can chew you up and spit you out faster than another new iPhone comes out. It's a city where people measure you by your appearance, your contacts, and your bank account as opposed to your character. So even if you don't got it, you have to flaunt it, especially when it comes to Hermes bags, zip codes, and fancy cars, which are generally leased. That shit is expensive. Hashtag fake it till you make it. When it comes to domestic life, you can tell a lot by a person based solely on where he or she lives. The impossibly hip 20-somethings and tormented unemployed actors live in the gritty Los Feliz and Silver Lake areas. The gays, celebrity wannabes, and star-fucking cocktail waitresses rent overpriced studio apartments in the heart of West Hollywood. The not-so-struggling artists reside in the canals of Venice Beach. The incredibly rich and famous stake their claim in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, and Malibu. This is how LA slices and dices. When I first moved to Los Angeles with my friend Michelle in 1995, we rented a studio apartment on Doheny Drive and Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. Yes, we fell into that category. With a single full-size bed, a hot plate, and a nearby payphone we used as a landline. The scene was so unlike what we were used to in Europe, where we used to model, or even San Francisco. All the women seemed to look the same. Blonde hair, big lips, even bigger boobs. In the modeling world, your unique traits are celebrated. Los Angeles seemed like a virtual silicone assembly line, churning out one Pamela Anderson-inspired lookalike after another. After about a year of roughing it in our tiny apartment, our very rich, very Persian male friend, who we used to do some major partying with in San Francisco, offered to contribute half of our rent for a nicer apartment, provided that whenever he visited LA, we would be his token arm candy and help him get into all the cool clubs and events. He would have never gotten in without being flanked by a couple of models. Hashtag Shaws of San Fran. At 23 years old, it sounded like a fantastic idea, and not the least bit like a platonic escort service. Let the record show, neither Michelle nor I ever slept with him. In fact, he's still a close friend of mine today. Like lots of guys, he just wanted to be around a couple of pretty young models. And like most girls, we just wanted our own bedrooms, telephones inside our apartment, and a fancy meal once in a while. Hashtag win-win. Soon after I met the charming made-for-TV actor who would one day become my philandering ex-husband, he whisked me away from my place on the west side to his Toluca Lake condo. My first taste of Valley life. Anyone raised in the 80s knows the movie Valley Girl. It's where the brooding hunk from Hollywood falls for the bubbly popular girl from the wrong side of the hill. There was a certain social stigma attached to the valleys of LA. Today, it's actually hip to live in certain areas of the valley, but it still produces wrinkled nose from most of the 90210ers. When I told my friends I was moving to Toluca Lake, they felt the need to say something consoling like, "I'm sure it won't be forever." Or at least you'll be close to the Hollywood Bowl. Or you can get some fabulous shoes with all the money you're saving. I mean, I wasn't moving to fucking Siberia. But at the time, I would have taken a bullet for that man, so I didn't care. Let me rephrase. I didn't care enough not to move. In the years that followed, we started moving further and further east down the Hollywood freeway. We eventually landed in Encino for 5 years, but the final kiss of death was when he packed up our perfect little family and moved us out to the deepest part of the valley, Calafucking Basas.